No matter how outstanding my performance, I could never be recognized. All I ever got were commands instructing me to try and catch up to someone who was like an unreachable god. Some of the people studying in the same room as me even worshipped the deified Ayanokoji Kiyotaka. How pathetic. The people in the white room were being trained to be the best of the best. But now, they were abandoning that goal. There was absolutely no way people like that could survive all the way to the end in the white room. And sure enough, they ultimately fell by the wayside, not earning so much as a scornful chuckle from me. But that didn't mean there were never times when I felt weak myself. Although I didn't worship him, I had my suspicions that the person known as Ayanokoji Kiyotaka didn't actually exist, but that he was a fictional character created to inspire us. I guess my instructors were able to see right through those feelings of mine. One day, I was taken by my instructors to one of the observation rooms used by outside visitors. It was there that I first saw Ayanokoji Kiyotaka with my own two eyes, albeit through a two-way mirror, and confirmed that he was real. He had no way of knowing that he was being watched. His performance was amazing, though he was entirely disinterested by it. Even now, I remembered how my body unconsciously started trembling just at the sight of him. However, if you were to ask if I felt as though I had just seen a god, I would have strongly denied it. He wasn't a god. He was someone to be resented. Worship was out of the question. Hatred was precisely the emotion necessary to inspire us. Yes, it was hatred that caused my body to tremble. I had successfully survived the white room precisely because I held on to that intense hatred, never forgetting it for even a moment. In the end, though, worship and hate were nothing more than one's personal thoughts and feelings. To the people in the organization, what we students thought came second. The White Room's ultimate goal wasn't to create one individual who was the pinnacle of humanity. It was to conduct research and mass-produce extraordinary, outstanding people. That was the reason for the White Room's existence. If they had a successful model, it didn't matter who that person was. It didn't matter if it was me or Ayanokoji Kiyotaka. Which was precisely why failures had absolutely no value. So, if Ayanokoji Kiyotaka were chosen as the successful model, then what would happen to me, who is studying at this school right now? I had no idea what my reason for being would be. As a failed experiment, my life would simply be over. Stripped of value. What a miserable end that would be. I'd be no different from the students who fell by the wayside. I absolutely could not allow that to happen. No matter what it took, I had to prove that Ayanokoji Kiyotaka was not the best. I had to make the organization recognize that I was a successful model. Then, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity suddenly fell into my lap. Ayanokoji Kiyotaka defied orders and did not return to the reopened white room. I had never crossed paths with him before, but thanks to this, I had the chance to encounter him. That's right. I had a unique opportunity to be able to consign him to oblivion directly myself. To do so, it would be best if I cast aside all imaginary constructs like common sense. In a manner of speaking, one way for me to solve my problem would be to kill him.